from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
All right, Deepa is in charge of our DMs. Anything you send to us goes to her as well. Hello, Deepa.
Hello.
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, the first one comes from Caitlin. Caitlin says, hi, Deepa, listening to podcast 321. I think this is the one where we're talking about, what happens with underwear in retail stores. And Caitlin wants to say, I think the guy should know people do try on underwear. I worked in a really well-known Canadian retail store for 6 years, and people used to always take underwear into the change rooms, and the bags were constantly open and pairs were missing. Also, always wash your clothes.
I think that's people stealing underpants, isn't
it? But, like...
Because
we were talking about whether you wash new clothes before you buy them.
Yes.
And then we had said underpants, and we were like, people don't try on underpants, but people do try underpants
on? Apparently.
That's so weird.
But you know, in the change rooms, there's all those signs that say, like, don't try on the undergarments. Or I think you could try it on over your pants.
Try your underpants on over top of your pants?
No, that's
to
weird.
To see what?
Like, that's strange.
How far they stretch?
That's you can't figure out whether or not they fit. Because that's extra now padding that you're putting into the underpants.
Could you
so
try,
of course it's going to feel tight.
Could you try underpants on over underpants?
No.
Or is that still too...
Sorry, what?
Like if I kept my underpants on.
Oh.
And then I just put underpants on top of those underpants.
Oh.
To see how they fit. Oh, like if I just doubled up.
That's more accurate, no? Than I guess putting it on over your pants.
Yeah.
There's still some part of skin is going to touch them underpants.
Yeah.
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 I don't think you could do that.
But
no.
According to Caitlin, people do try it on in the change room.
Who tries on underpants?
Which
though?
Is disgusting because if you actually try it on and you put it back on the shelf and someone takes that home.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So wash everything, people.
Yes.
And she also says that. No matter what, always wash your clothes, even if they were in a bag, because they usually spray them with chemicals during shipment for bugs, etc.
Right.
Wow. I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, Catherine washes everything as soon as
it
comes in the house.
It's very rare that when I get a new item, like if I buy something either at the store or if I get it shipped, that I'll wash it. Like Jenna will wash anything and everything that Cruz wears, like anything that she buys for him will automatically always go into the wash. But anything for us... It's very rare. Maybe underpants, but very, very rare.
Yeah, because sometimes it's nice to put a new sock on. Like, new socks feel good,
right?
New
socks are the best. It feels even better when you know it's clean.
I don't subscribe to that in many parts of my life, Deepa.
Okay? Oh, we know, Roz. Yeah. We know.
What else we got, Deepa?
This next one here comes from Aaron. Thank you, Mocha, for answering my previous question about his hair routine. I also want to point out, I actually met Mocha at the Gentleman's Expo several years back, and I was very happy when I saw how short he was.
Oh. The hell?
What?
Not that short.
Kind of short.
I mean, happy
see
by
the way
how
she
short...
read that? You see the way she read that?
Yeah. I thought you were setting up for like a real nice compliment here.
Yeah, but you made Aaron feel better, so... Maybe Aaron Short,
why?
Too.
Why? Because he knows that he's taller than me or something?
Excuse me, Deepa, what did you say? What did
you say? I missed that. What did you say?
Say the last thing you just said. Exactly.
You made Aaron happy because Aaron's probably short, too? Mocha, you're not tall. Like, I don't know why this is so
Deepa,
surprising
I'm taller
to you.
Than you. I'm almost Roz's height.
You are not taller than me.
But there's a difference, though. There's a difference to being not tall, and not tall doesn't automatically make you short.
Well, what does it make you?
Oh, no, but there's a thing between tall and short that is called average.
Okay.
Right? Now, is Mocha below average? That's
no.
the question.
I think so.
Next DM,
no,
please.
No, sorry. There's a second part.
Oh,
Aaron,
great.
Aaron,
I can't wait to hear this.
Aaron wants to know what short people problems you face in everyday life. Go ahead.
Go to hell, Aaron. Okay, next.
Okay. Okay. The second one comes from Emily.
Yeah.
Emily says, question for the whole Roz and Mocha team. What's your special party trick? I'm sure Maury must have one.
Oh, Maury, do you have any party tricks?
What's your party trick? Maury, do you have one?
Oh, I know what Maury's party trick is.
Which is what?
He takes a salt shaker, holds it over his head, and he says, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm under assault.
That's my... we party together.
Right. Yeah, you ever seen Maury do that in a room?
Yes.
Right, and Maury thinks that that bit kills.
Is but that a party trick?
It falls flat every single time.
Just everyone laughs.
Icebreaker. Not uncomfortably laugh.
And then if you get a good laugh...
Just, no. They laugh out of... They don't want to be rude.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a laugh.
Hey, speaking of which, when's the last time, I noticed this the other day, when's the last time you went anywhere where you saw an actual salt shaker on the table?
A restaurant?
When? Which restaurant?
I have no idea. Good I've been to a restaurant since
nobody,
pre-COVID.
It used to be salt on every single table anywhere you went. Now you can't find a salt shaker on a table in a restaurant anymore.
Did not know that.
Do you think?
I don't know when that happened.
COVID, like people touching.
No,
it all
even
the
before
time?
COVID, even
so
before COVID.
I have
COVID.
To bring my own salt.
You got
to
bring
to
your
party?
Own salt. This is the thing. If you're going to commit to the bit, Maury, you got to now travel with salt.
So, do you have any party tricks, Roz?
Do I have any party tricks? I used to, and we. I mean, it's okay. I could take a pint glass.
Yeah.
Fill it full of water or whatever, beer, whatever you name it. And I can wrap my lips around the entire outside of a pint glass. Hold it in there and just tilt my head back and drink the whole thing.
What?
Yeah.
Without choking?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and without holding my with my hands.
Your throat is like a cylinder.
How big is your mouth?
My lips stretch like an incredible amount.
How did you find
Shut
this
up, Maury.
Out?
Can I please go get a bottle?
No, Maury. No,
please go get a bottle.
No, it's not a bottle. I said a pint glass. No, I can. I have like incredibly stretchy skin, and I can put my entire mouth around the out, like the rim of a pint glass, and hold it there, and then just tilt my head back.
Damn.
We know. Yeah. We need to see this, or it didn't happen.
Shut up, Maury. Turn his microphone off, for God's sake. Right,
Deepa. Real quick, do you have any party tricks? I don't. My answer is I don't. I don't know any party tricks whatsoever.
Me neither. I think my party trick is showing up to parties because I don't go anywhere.
Okay, Shem, do you have any party tricks?
Did anybody ask me to sing?
Yes.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Oh, does somebody want me to sing? I'm so not prepared in any way. Guys, stop doing this.
Okay. Keep those DMs coming in. Whatever you send to us goes to Deepa as well.
Oh, my God.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today? What do people want to know?
Okay, so Ray says, I'm so sad. I started listening to the podcast from the beginning when COVID brought me home for work because I missed you guys with no driving to work every single day.
Yep.
I have two more podcasts and then I'm going to be all caught up. What am I going to listen to all day now? As much as I've loved listening to you guys, I'm concerned about the withdrawals I'm going to be going through very soon.
Not the first time we've heard that, which is because to get to the end of our podcast, like these are 340 of them now. That's a lot of hours spent in life, and you can't help but build sort of patterns and habits around that. And there is a withdrawal when you get to the end.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what do I do now, right?
Some people have told us that they've gone through, listened to around the podcast, and then go back to the beginning and start listening again.
Double back.
Really?
Yeah. So maybe that's something you can do, right?
Well, I guess because you're not going to remember... those conversations from so long ago. Because when did it come out? 2017?
Yeah.
2018? Yeah, but if this person has been listening since the pandemic started.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of condensed.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. That's like a year and a half of consistent listening. Maybe some of those stories or some of those things that we're talking about is still fresh in his mind. But even still, you can still just go back and listen.
That's what my kid did with Modern Family. She watched all of Modern Family, got to the very last episode, the finale aired, and then she went back and immediately watched season one, episode one right afterwards.
Oh, damn.
And started the whole thing again.
And she liked it.
Yeah, started the whole thing again.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What else we got, Deepa?
This is from Linda. Linda says, if Roz is not bussing a wine, what is he doing with his life?
I don't.
Good question.
Okay. Good question.
I have a wonderfully full life of things other than bussing a wine. You know, like, I don't know what this is where people think that I'm missing out on something.
Not even at home. Like, you hear a hot track show up on, you know, like your Sonos speaker or whatever.
Right.
If you guys are listening to music.
Yeah.
You won't just like right then and there, like in the kitchen.
Right.
Start dancing. Just bust a wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll dance around the house and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But I'm not like, I'm not specifically saying, hey, wine, I'm going to bust you. Right. Like, I don't.
What?
It doesn't work that way.
What do you mean it doesn't work that way?
Tell the wine to bust.
What? Yeah.
You don't have to say, like, listen, wine. Yeah, you don't have to say.
Okay. So what are you talking about again? Sorry?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'm talking about, like, when I decide that my wine needs bussing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's not how it works.
No? Uh-oh. Okay. I don't know then, right? Okay. I don't know. All I know is... What's
your, like, I can't imagine you dancing around your house. Like, what does that look
Why
like?
Why can't you imagine me dancing around my house?
You're not fun.
What?
Oh!
Because
damn.
What? Did you say because I'm not fun?
Say it louder, Deepa.
You're not fun, Rod.
I'm not fun.
No.
When did I become the not fun guy?
I feel like you've always been the not fun
Deepa
guy.
For the win.
Like, shut up, Maury. But when did I get the reputation of not being fun, for God's sake?
Okay.
I'm plenty fun.
The only reason I'm saying this is because, like, okay, when there's radio, when the music is playing here and we're off the air and there's a really good track, you know, I see people, like, dancing around. Then I look over at you and you're just... No emotion.
Well, I don't... I don't like music.
What do you mean you don't like music? You work at a radio station.
This is right?
The 2 minutes of my life.
Shut up, Maury. Okay? Like, I know there's
but
a
you listen to music at home and stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes I do. Yeah. I'll get back into it. I'm just over music right now. Okay.
Over everything.
What? Shut up, Maury. Okay. Oh, let's move on, for God's sake. Right?
Okay. One more DM, Deepa.
Yeah.
Okay. Please, one more.
And don't worry about what I do privately in my own home. Okay. It's weird.
Do people want to know? Okay.
No. Go ahead. Also, I'm fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Shush.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Okay, this next DM says, I personally think Mocha is the perfect husband. Every time he talks about Jenna, I just add it to the list of reasons as to why he's the best. Jenna is a lucky woman.
Can I just...
Aww.
Okay, I was... Listen, okay.
Who sent that, by the way?
Who
they didn't
that?
Send a name.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, whoever you are, thank you so much. Okay.
I was a better husband before Mocha was.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
This is not a competition.
Well, listen, then don't turn it into one.
I didn't turn it into one.
Then how come?
I was all those things on the show before Mocha was.
If it's not a competition,
yeah.
Then why am I always the first one to text Catherine happy birthday on her birthday before you do?
Oh, my goodness. Please tell me you're joking.
Sure. Let's not go down this road.
Or happy Mother's Day before you.
Shut up. Shut up with that. Stop it.
Is that true?
No. No, Deepa, you are the worst, man. Okay? You're like Thanos. You're like a world ruiner.
Snapped on you, son.
I know.
Yeah, these are the conversations that happen because of the DMs that you send to us.
Ross, how does it feel?
Just know that when you send us a DM, it goes to Deepa as well. Thanks, Deepa.
You're welcome.
Yo, this is like Maury's favorite day ever.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
Deepa's been going through our DMs, not like out of rudeness or anything like that.
She's just not a snoop.
It's just anything that you send to us goes to her as well.
This first one comes from CNCM. At least that was their username. And it says, Deepa, you have to ask Roz, what does tech your eyes and pass me mean?
We have actually talked about this before.
I don't remember.
Literally, it's take your eyes and pass me. This is a West Indian
Take your
phrase.
Eyes and pass me.
Oh, Roz. Wait, say it again?
What? No, I'm not doing it again.
Come on.
No.
Do it again.
No.
Please.
No,
it was actually really good.
Let me concentrate on this here. What does...
That was my uncle first.
What's it talking?
Oh, good.
No, okay. What is it? So it's take your eyes and pass me?
Yeah.
Is it because somebody's staring at you?
No.
No, mm-hmm. Okay. Is it like somebody, like, is it an insult?
Not an insult.
No.
Do you think it's an insult?
I think it's insulting.
Could be, yes.
It's
yes.
insulting.
Okay. Sure. Yes. It's
okay.
a reaction
like,
to.
Like step off.
Step off.
Right?
What?
Right? Is it like that? Is it like step off?
No.
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 Like
okay.
Well. I think someone might react that way if somebody were to tech your eyes and pass me.
Okay. Tech your eyes and pass me. Okay. So step off. Step off. Okay. So it's not.
Your accent, you almost sound like Paul Rudd in I Love You, Man, when he's saying slap a
bass. That's all I know. That's the only accent I can do. Okay, tekya eyes and pass me. Does it? Okay, is it when somebody gets like up in your grill, like up right up in the face, and you're like, step off?
No,
I already asked that. Sorry. Is it when somebody is like, does it like mind your business?
Mm-mm. No.
So look away, look away. Don't look at me. Don't look at my ass. No.
No,
I don't know. Okay.
It's like
stop looking at me.
No.
Oh.
It's like you go and deliberately do something that you know you're not supposed to do.
Okay.
After I've asked you not to do that one thing.
That is not what that means.
It is. Like, and then I say to you, because I know that you went and did that thing, I'd be like, you take your eye and pass me? Like, you totally disrespected me.
Yeah, it's like you disrespected me.
Like rolling your eyes, like, oh, almost.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Use it in a sentence, it might make more sense.
Take your eyes and pass me bys.
What?
No?
No, that ain't it.
Me what?
Me what?
Me what?
Take your eyes and pass me bys. I swear to God, you give me by the end of the week, I'm gonna be Guyanese. I think I need two more days.
Next one, Deepa, please.
Oh, this is so good. This one says, hey, Roz and Mocha, after reading a fair amount about the benefits of ice cold showers and ice baths, I decided to start taking ice cold showers at the beginning of the month. Oof. And I admit I'm feeling a lot better. However, I will also admit this takes some serious power. It hit me today that, damn it, Maury could benefit from an ice bath. Would Maury try one in air? I'm not suggesting to do this on air because it's funny. I think it's actually good for his health.
What are the benefits, though? If they said that you think that Maury can benefit from it, did he say what the benefits were?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
There's no way I'd be able to.
You couldn't do ice bath.
I need a hot shower.
Yeah, Maury.
I've done a cold shower once because our hot water was out and I had no choice. I didn't want to come to work dirty.
Right.
So I stepped in. It's hard. Like, it's a shock.
Do you have a tub at home? You have a tub at home.
Well, yeah, Matthew does.
Will you?
Our condo, right, but Matthew's tub.
That marriage, I swear to God.
Matthew and the dog are allowed in the bath.
Okay. What if...
Yo, hold on. Your dog is allowed in the bathtub and you're not?
Matthew took the dog in the bathtub to clean its dirty bum, but I can't go in the bathtub because of my feet.
So good. Maury has not tried that. We will get him to, though. Well, we're going to set something up. I got an idea. So whoever wrote that question, we're going to come through on the ice bath for you. Don't you worry about
that.
Should
I be worried about shrinkage?
No. Should you be worried? Should you be worried about shrinkage, Maury?
Should worry about disappearing.
Right? You're basically a Rick Moranis movie at this point, Maury. I don't know how more you should be worried about shrinkage.
Matthew, I shrunk the thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep those DMs coming in. Whatever you send to us goes to Deepa as well, and we do this every day. We talk about your DMs. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Thank you for all the DMs that you've been sending to us. Anything you do send to us goes to Deepa, who is in charge of our DMs, and we talk about them on the show every day.
What do we have today, Deepa?
Okay, this first comment is about Roz.
Okay.
Roz and Mocha are just so amazing and funny, and I love them both.
Aww.
I'm a straight man, but when Roz gets made fun of, this man's reaction is just so cute. You just want to give him a hug.
Aww.
I don't need your hug, man.
This was supposed to be a nice comment.
I think this is very nice.
Okay, wait. So read it again and tell me how this is supposed to be nice.
The whole thing? Or just...
Sorry, what is it? Two sentences?
Yeah, sorry.
You can't give me, like, you can't repeat two sentences?
Okay. Roz and Mocha are just so amazing and funny. I love them both. I'm a straight man, but when Roz gets made fun of, this man's reaction is just so cute. You just want to give him a hug.
Yeah, so he's saying that when I get made fun of, I tend to fly off the handle, which you then find cute, right? That's not a compliment, man.
Yeah, it's like, aw.
Yeah, that's not a, nobody, that's not a compliment. When somebody looks at you and they go, aw, that's not a compliment.
I think it's a compliment.
Looks like somebody needs a hug.
Yeah.
Stop it. Okay.
We'll call this guy up.
No, I don't want to talk to. I don't know. I don't
Come
know.
Come into studio. Hug Roz.
What else we got, Deepa?
Jeez.
This, This one comes from Molly. Hi, Deepa. Question for everyone. If you had to be an ant for a day or an elephant for a month, you could be placed anywhere. So as an ant, you could be placed in a schoolyard with a bunch of kids, yeah. And the elephant could be placed in the ocean. Which would you choose? And also, if you die as the animal, yeah. You die in real life.
But why would the elephant be in an ocean?
Yeah.
I guess that's not a natural place to find an elephant. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting question. Would I rather be an ant and be anywhere or an elephant and be anywhere?
Yeah.
And if I die... If I die as the animal,
you die in real life.
Right.
Why can't I just be an ant then and like hang out somewhere where I know I'm not going to get squished?
But do you have that sense as an ant?
Oh, I guess you'd still have that little ant brain.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be dumb.
Yeah, but what about an elephant?
Elephants are super smart.
Are they? I thought they were dumb.
No. Elephants are wildly intelligent. Yeah.
Okay, then I want to be an elephant.
You would. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's... I can't risk being squished right. as an ant.
Mm-hmm. No. No. And also ants, like what's your job as an ant? Like an elephant, you can hang out in the sun. Mm-hmm. You can go for a walk. All you got to really do is avoid poachers. Like you have no enemy. There is no enemy to the elephant.
With your own trunk?
Yeah.
Sucking up water?
Yeah. Like step on a lion. Like you could do it all.
Eat peanuts.
Yeah. But with an ant, like your job is to just like what? Go get things for other ants. Mm-hmm. Like that's your job. Like
walking
you're just working
line.
All
Teamwork.
Day.
Always carrying sand.
Also, I don't like sweet things. Right. So I couldn't be an ant. Right. I couldn't be like, oh, what is that? Did somebody just drop like a little bit of Dr. Pepper on the table? Oh my God.
Let
and then
get that.
Yeah. Roll
Take
around
it back to our queen.
No.
What
yeah.
if being an ant change your perspective forever on sweet things?
I don't think that would.
No.
Not for Roz.
No. Also, ants are on gross things, right? Like, I don't want to, like, mill around on gross things. Like, somebody chewing something and a bit falls out of their mouth on the ground, and I'm like, that's my treasure, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into that.
A chewed up piece of gum.
Yeah.
Somebody spit on the street.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say elephant.
Yeah, elephant. What about you, Deepa?
Elephant as well.
Elephant?
Yeah.
Where 100%. Would you put yourself if you were an elephant?
I never thought anyone would ask me this question.
You asked the question.
Yeah, but nobody ever asked me back.
Okay.
I would like to be in the open land.
Okay, fair
in
enough.
The open land.
Okay,
all right.
Open land. Yeah.
Next, I hear it's lovely this time
yeah,
of year.
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Next DM, please, Deepa.
Okay.
Are you going to be okay over there?
Yeah,
are you doing all right?
I'm okay.
You sure? Are you sure?
I have no idea what's going on.
Okay,
anymore.
Are you sure? Okay, go ahead.
This one says, Roz, I love you even more now for being your real self. I don't find you grumpy at all. I find that you have an appreciation for things that others don't understand and don't need to understand. My husband constantly makes fun of me for my grumpiness, but I don't see it as being grumpy. He just doesn't understand when something irritates me. I just need to get it off my chest or it'll be a constant thing that I think about. People just don't get what it's like to be real human beings and not just the fluffy stuff they want to see.
Exactly.
Compliments.
Exactly.
Compliments.
This is what
exactly.
You find this is a compliment.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Why, you think that's an insult?
No, I guess it's a compliment.
Keep those DMs coming in. Anything he sends us.
I was like, for 30 seconds, I was in a great mood.
Yeah. I agree. I took that as a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah, for 30 seconds, I had a win. Yeah, for 30 seconds, I had a win.
Thank you for all your DMs. We'll do this again. Thank you, Deepa.
You're welcome.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
Lots of DMs have been sent our way. FYI, we talk about them every day, and anything you send us goes to Deepa as well.
Truth.
Who's here? Hello, Deepa.
Hi.
Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today?
I really like this question. This comes from Sandeep. The question is, what happened to the person who won the house a few years ago on the show?
Interesting.
So we gave away a house on the Roz and Mocha show 2 years ago. The property where the house is being built is still from the last house. Because I drive by every now and then out of curiosity.
The
land there
right.
where they're building all the neighborhood, the last time I drove by was like maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there was still nothing there. They had markers for where
the houses aren't built yet?
No. They have markers for where the houses are going to go. And I think they have a little bit of the main street going into that neighborhood off of the other street.
When did we give that away?
2 years ago.
Two
was
years
there
ago.
But then
a
COVID.
Build date?
Yeah, but then COVID hit and that like stopped everything and then supply chain of things.
I thought it would have been done before COVID hit.
The last time, no, because we gave it away. We gave the house that September
and then November.
Because it was pre-built. Gotcha. Like it wasn't No.
Yeah, it was pre-built. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Ironically, we still have in our possession the front door for because it has, it says Razumoka's win a home.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So we still, and part of the, I guess, deal is that the homeowner, if they wanted that door installed in their home, they can have it.
As their front door?
Front door, basement, I don't know, whatever
Who
door.
Who the hell would want that? And my name's on it.
But we have the door.
Yeah, no thanks.
Wow. I think we signed, either we talked about it or we already did. Did we sign like a 2x4 that was going to be used as part of like the building of the house?
Yeah, I think we did. But yeah, no clue. No idea. I would like to know because that was a real wonderful day. That was one of the best days I think we've ever done on this show.
That was fun. Was the day that we reaction.
Gave, the day we gave that house away to that young woman was an absolutely magical day. I loved it. I'd love to do that again.
What else we got, Deepa?
Okay, next thing. I like this one. This one comes from Mortaza. Mortaza says, Diva's doing a great job, guys. Give her a raise ASAP.
Give her a raise?
I agree.
How long you been here?
I don't know, but I deserve a raise.
How long you been here?
Yo, Diva, come on.
Has it been half a year?
No. On this show. How long you been working?
Yeah, how long have we been doing this segment for?
3 months?
Maybe. No, it hasn't been 3 months.
You think longer?
It's definitely been longer.
Yeah?
I think it's been...
4 months?
No, it's been like... 6 months or more.
Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So when do I apply for the raise?
Okay. But why? Do you feel that you need okay. Explain the raise here. Explain it.
What do you mean?
Is it just based on time that you think that you're here for a certain amount of time that you just automatically deserve more money? How does it work? Explain it to me.
I deserve more money because I'm great.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm a great member of the team.
But
Mocha's not even smiling while he's looking at me.
But we pay you to be great.
Yeah.
Right?
But I think I exceeded the level of greatness.
Wow. Okay.
4 months ago? Damn.
In four months, I've exceeded greatness.
I exceeded expectations.
Listen, Deepa, I think
that note right there will come in handy during performance evaluation at the end of the year.
I can't wait. Shem.
To be fair, we've been doing it since March.
April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. 9 months.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, still not a full year.
Yeah, okay. Still not a full year.
So we'll circle back at the full year mark.
No.
Calendar mark, March, circled.
Okay. Jesus, listen to you on air.
Thanks, Mortaza.
Thanks, Mortaza. No, but I will say this, though. I do agree with them that I think you're doing a hell of a job.
Oh, thank you.
Love having you around.
Thank you.
But these pockets is empty, if you know what I'm saying.
We'll see about that.
All right, one more, Deepa.
Okay, this one comes from Tharmini. Hi, Deepa. Thank you for reading my last DM. This was about her sister being a chiropractor, and she knows that Roz wasn't a fan. My sister and I had a good laugh listening to it. Yeah. After listening to Mocha's experience with his new chiropractor, I think the chiro he went to was way too aggressive, and their technique was also not that great, because getting adjusted should never hurt. I've been treated by my sister and her classmates for years, and they're super gentle. If you'd like, I can even give Mocha some specific recommendations of great chiros, including my sister.
No.
No?
That one experience that I had a few weeks ago, I had a headache 2 days later. My body hurt. It wasn't necessarily...
Yeah.
I didn't feel great. I'm good without chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
Massage? I'm down
for. Yeah, those are always good.
I don't even like massage, though.
Right. I love massage.
You know me. I just want to be tickled.
Right.
I wish that I could go.
On the butt, right?
No, anywhere. Anywhere. Oh. The butt, too, though. But anywhere. I wish I could go to a place. I wish I could go to a place that it looks like a massage place.
Okay. Right.
And I don't mean I mean like a legit massage place where you could go in and I would lie on the bed, put my face in the hole, and then somebody would just tickle me. Shut up, Maury. And somebody would just tickle my back, like just light tickles all over my back.
Like for an hour?
Yeah. I don't like being messed with and touched, mm-hmm. right? So just like a light tickle, just like up down my legs,
Ooh.
The backs of my legs, and then like up and around like the sides of my butt, and then up like where you just like kind of go underneath my armpits and then my shoulders, then back down my spine,
Then
a head massage like this, right? That's all I want. I wish that there was like a tickle joint that I could, right?
There probably is
I just wish that there was a tickle joint that I could go to, because I would pay for that, right? Mm-hmm. I find that so incredibly relaxing. I don't find massages relaxing.
That sounds good. The last time I went to a chiropractor, though, I felt like I was insulted.
Why?
I went one time, and after, like, my adjustment or whatever, guy comes in, he's like, "Hey, Deepa, you have sway back." And I was like,
"Oh yeah,
what
sway
is
back?
Sway back?
What does that mean?"
And apparently, my spine is so curved at the like the base that it creates a sway in my body. So I looked at the picture and I was like, "Oh my goodness!" And he's like, "You should come back to get it readjusted." And
were you like the letter, like the letter S, or like the letter C?
Yeah, but like an inverted C, but at the lower base of my spine.
Well, isn't an inverted C a C?
Wait, no.
Yeah, just reverse. Mirrored.
I mean, if you flip it the other way.
Yeah, it's still a C.
It's still a C.
No, it looks you different. Know what I mean.
Oh, you mean a capital C.
No.
Y'all, keep those DMs coming in, y'all. Anything you send to us goes to D-Buck. AKA Sway Back. We'll do this again. Thanks. Thanks, Sway Back.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.